The point taken, but there's so much more to say, and the mics are still on. It's Overtime with Steve Scafidi and Kristen Bry.
Welcome to Overtime, which is it's exactly what it sounds like. It is more time with Kristen and Steve from Point Taken on WTMJ.
Who doesn't want more time with us?
We haven't done this in a little bit.
Well, I was on vacation.
Even before that, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've done Overtime.
But, you were on assignment.
And so big news. We're in the brand new Good Karma Brands video podcast room. I think we're the first people to do an actual show in here.
Yeah, there was some testing, but this is the...
So if you are listening to this right now, you can also check this out on YouTube and tell us how it looks. Does it look better? Because I think, this is an audio company, so sometimes our lighting...
Yeah. I'm not worried about the lighting.
As someone who owns multiple ring lights, I do know a thing or two about good lighting.
The chairs are more comfortable. I know that.
The chairs are more comfortable.
So we have that.
It'll be a work in progress, but we're happy to be in here.
We're going
to
add some imagery at some point.
Yeah. So check that out on YouTube. But first, so we have also been switching. So typically when we do Overtime, it's some bigger topic that we want to get into. We have a long list of evergreen topics that we could do that on. But I've been sitting on this one because we also moved Ask Us Anything, which we used to do for the last half hour of our show on Wednesdays, to doing it for Overtime and having people kind of have a rolling survey to submit their questions. And one of the first ones we got, which we haven't done yet, is doing the Colbert questionnaire.
Yes.
And his show has come to an end. Did that happen while you were gone?
Just before
you left. Yeah. And so... So I thought maybe today I've never done it. I also was like, because some people really prepare for it and some people don't. Do you feel like you prepared? Or you
I semi-prepared. Yeah. I wanted to keep it a little bit spontaneous. So there'll be a little bit of that.
So what should we do? So I just read it. You do your answer. Yeah, and then I'll read say mine after.
Yeah. And how am I going to know the questions? Because I don't have anything in front of me.
I will read them to you.
Okay, but who's going to read? So I'm going to read your questions?
I will read the question. You answer first, and then I will give my answer.
I love how we work out the process during the podcast. Unfiltered.
All right. So the Colbert questionnaire. Steve, best sandwich?
Ooh, best sandwich? A BLT in the summer made with my fresh garden tomatoes. Light mayo.
What kind of bacon?
Patrick Cudahy or whatever it's called now where I grew up, Cudahy, Wisconsin. Just crisp. Not black, just perfectly done bacon. Sliced tomatoes, generally like San Marzano or something like that, and just layered perfectly. I even triple deck it sometimes with a toast in the middle because I'm only going to eat one. And then the tomatoes, of course, garden tomatoes are the best. I rarely eat any other tomatoes. You probably don't know this, other than the ones that I grow.
I think I did know that.
Yeah, I don't like when I go to restaurants, I take the like waxy. Or Kristen, what's your favorite sandwich?
This is hard. Food questions for me are always really hard. But this is going to be so simple and you're probably not going to like it. But if I'm really going to go like... comfort food always hits the spot. Grilled cheese.
You know, the interesting thing about that answer, that does not bore me because that's my wife Kathy's favorite sandwich as well.
Grilled cheese. I mean, there's like some other, I was trying to think. I was like, there's other things. I like turkey sandwiches. I like some other sandwiches. But there is something about like a Wisconsin grilled cheese.
Why mess with the success? It's really, a great, cheese really in Wisconsin, good. Hello. It's butter, like wine in France,
some
same
good
thing.
Bread. Butter the bread before you put it on the fryer. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
All right. Number two.
Yes.
First concert.
I actually looked this up. I believe it was 1979. I'm not talking about concerts I just wandered into at Summerfest because I worked in college at Summerfest, so I saw a lot of concerts. The one I paid for, it was summer. It was June 1979, Supertramp at Alpine Valley.
So you never went to a paid concert in high school?
No, never.
Interesting.
I didn't have a lot of money in high school.
Interesting.
Yeah. What was yours?
Well, I guess like there's probably some stupid like Lois... Cheryl and Bram or whatever those like kid concerts were that I think
that's lame. That doesn't forget count. About that stuff.
I did go to, I forgot at the Kohl Center in Madison. I don't know which one was first. I got to see Britney Spears in middle school, middle school or high school. I think middle school. I also saw Faith Hill and I can't remember which one was actually first.
Big Faith Hill fan.
She's beautiful. I went through, that was my only country stage, like freshman, like eighth grade, freshman year, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. Only country albums I've ever owned.
For a while, America's favorite country couple.
Without parental
guidance.
Supervision was Dave Matthews Band, Alpine Valley. We were freshmen in high school. We had to be driven there by a parent, but the parent stayed in the parking
lot. I've never been a big Dave Matthews fan. Every song sounds exactly the same to me.
Oh, man. This is ants marching. It'll really get you going.
You smoke weed?
Have I?
No, at the concert, you smoke weed?
No, I don't think we did.
See, that was a big part of my high school experience, but you already know that.
Okay. All right, number three. What is the scariest animal?
Chimpanzees in an area where you don't expect to see a chimpanzee.
When are you ever going to see
a chimpanzee? Do you ever see these stories? They will literally eat your face off. That's the scariest animal that I can think of.
Well, you know what's the most surprisingly scary? A hippopotamus. Very aggressive.
So you did homework. They're like very aggressive. They're dangerous.
That's not homework. That's just
they kill people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They look so nice though.
But that's what I mean. You think they're all like blubbery. This like roly-poly little like friendly animal.
Never not jump so into a pond or a lake with hippos in it. They will eat your ass.
Do they live in ponds?
Yes. In Africa? Are you kidding me? Any body of water. They slush around in that stuff like it's like their home bathtub.
Are they the scariest though?
Bats are scary to me.
No, bats are harmless.
Big bats, you know, the big fruit bats.
Even bats are just trying to get out of your way. Like, they're not trying to, like, have you ever had a bat in your house?
I had a bat in my backyard once. It was one of those fruit bats hanging from our plum tree when I was a kid. This thing looked like a foot.
They're not really aggressive, though. They're just trying to, like,
get stuck in
the house. They're just trying to, like, move on with their life.
We scared our neighbor kids by telling us a vampire bat.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. All right. Apples or oranges?
Oh, always apples.
Always apples.
I don't know. Why would I do the work that required to peel an orange?
And also, like, I feel like the likelihood of an orange. Sometimes, like, they're just, so you open it up, you're like, this is not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Also, not as diverse as apples. There's like 100 or more varieties of apples.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, it's not against oranges, but if you're going to give me one or the other.
I'm not either. Put it in a drink. Put it in a Negroni. Nice little orange tang to it.
Have you ever asked someone else for their autograph?
Yeah, I paid. When I was a younger sports fan, I paid for autographs, sure. Like a celebrity? No.
I guess.
No. Like an actor? No.
I, as an adult, I definitely have not ever asked anyone for their autograph. I think the last time I asked anyone for their autograph was maybe after, like when I was a kid and I'd go see like a theater show and the actors come out afterwards and you have them sign your program or something. Or when I was at like Disney World as a kid and I had like the character sign. But as an adult, I've never seen a celebrity. I'm like, can I get your autograph?
I think the better question is, as your current age, as of right now, is there anyone that I would love to meet that person and get them to sign something. That would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, who would that be for you? Anybody?
Who's yours?
Are we talking historically or someone alive now?
I mean, it's going to be hard historically to do that.
Well, you know, technology is amazing. AI and everything. George Washington would be the answer historically. But alive now? That's a great question. I'd like to get Trump's autograph just to have it. On like a Trump $250 bill. Just to have that.
I mean, you probably got one of those checks that he signed, right?
Oh, yeah, those $2,000 checks.
All right, what do you think happens when we die?
Something wonderful. And I don't know what it is, because I've been reading a lot about evolution and sort of the evolutionary debate in the world sort of always goes into religion and all the other stuff. Like, how can all this stuff happen? How can the universe be endless without some supreme being? And I've settled on this, and I'm a person of faith, Catholic, raised Catholic. But I would never say to all of these different faith groups, we're right, you're wrong. So I would just answer that something wonderful, and I'd leave it at that. What would you answer?
I would love to believe that we see our loved ones again. I don't know if
that would be great.
I don't know if I actually do. I know my mom really holds on to the idea that she's going to be able to see her mom again. There's something about the people who've like come close to death and they talk about like the white light that I think something happens. I also kind of believe in reincarnation.
Like, that would be cool.
You know
cool.
what I mean? As far as like,
cool.
there's the idea that like, there's certain people you meet that just feel like they've lived more lives than they have.
As long as you don't
and
come
you
back.
Meet some people and you're like, you are brand new. I'm like, you have a lot of growing to do over a millennia.
As long as it doesn't cross over into animals, because I don't want to be that hippo or whatever the other weird animal. I want to be a human, but I would love to. Maybe that's how time travel. Maybe you go back.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? That's people have those experiences they can't explain. Maybe that's it.
All right. Favorite action movie?
Braveheart.
Oh,
love that movie. Love it for its brutality, its sensitivity, the love story that never really happens to the degree you wanted to. I'm not going to give the spoilers if you haven't. Have you ever seen Braveheart?
That movie is like as old as I am. I'm pretty sure anyone who's going to see it has seen it.
Says the woman who has never seen Godfather.
I have seen Godfather.
Have you seen Godfather?
Yes. I've seen all of them.
I thought I threw that at you one time and you're like, I don't know. No?
Definitely not me.
Must have been some other girl with long curly hair.
I've definitely seen all of the Godfathers.
What's your favorite action movie?
Probably Gladiator, the first one.
That was my second choice.
I saw that for like first freshman one, year of high Russell school Crow. And left that. And was like, this was, I also have to say the first Fast and the Furious, leaving that,
yeah.
seeing that in the theaters as sophomore in high school. So like all some of our friends already had their license and whipping out of the Marcus Theater on the west side of Madison. Of like everyone was so revved up after yeah. they saw that movie.
Check those speed limits. I'm glad you didn't say Die Hard because that would be a lame answer.
No, it's not Die Hard. Window ass. Or aisle? Window or aisle seat?
Interesting question because as I saw that question, I'm thinking, so if I'm tired, I go to the window because I can lean
you
against the
window. How do you have the choice? Don't you? This is on a plane.
Yeah, I'm thinking Southwest days when you could choose.
Okay.
That's not even a case anymore because now you have assigned seating. That, in those days, if I was tired, window, generally choose the aisle.
Okay, you're more of an aisle guy. Is that because you're like want to be quick to like protect people if something happens?
Yeah.
That's like a male answer. It's like Mike needs to be.
Why do you
got to
make it about gender? Maybe just have more comfort.
Mike needs to be on the aisle, and he also needs to be able to see the door of a restaurant. Like he needs.
You know, a weird story about that is I have this recurrent dream that somebody tries something on an airplane. I'm the first one to throat punch him and take him down. And then
this arm is a behind, recurring dream?
Yeah, you have? Behind the back. And people are like standing up applauding. Because first of all, here's a quick self-defense technique. Almost nobody can handle a punch to the throat. It will take them down. I don't care how much stronger than you are. They're not going to be able to breathe. You've won the fight. I would also kick them in the head after that.
Have you ever punched someone?
I've knocked someone out in my life.
That's not the question.
I hit him in the forehead and knocked him
but
out.
But you didn't.
No.
Someone right in the
But I'm telling you it
jugular?
Works. I'm telling you it works.
I bet it does.
Ask Steven Seagal.
All right, I'm a window girl.
Yeah, you want to be left alone.
And also, like,
do you put the headphones on and like dark glasses and like refuse to talk?
No. Okay. Does that sound like me?
Because I hate those people. I'm a talker. You know I'm a talker.
Favorite smell?
Ooh, favorites. I didn't research that one. Favorite smell? Freshly baked bread. Especially my grandma's, because I used to live above my grandma. I could smell when she's making bread. I'm going downstairs, getting a chunk of that bread and putting some butter on it. That was the best.
I think mine are lilacs.
Also
like
a big
when
fan.
When you just like walk into an area, then all of a sudden you just get a waft of lilac and it kind of takes you by surprise.
Quick story. We came back from our vacation, the one we just were on, and we have a lilac tree. And it bloomed while we were gone, but it was still I walked to the back of the area, you could smell the lilacs. These big white lilacs. Amazing smell. So I agree with you on that
nice.
One.
Least favorite smell?
Dog shit.
I think I've gotten really used to poop over these last 2.5 years.
No,
and so I don't know if it can be like poop. Well, I don't know, like a porta potty.
Those are bad.
Those are pretty bad.
That's a funky smell.
I'm trying to think if there's something even worse
vomit.
Than that. That just like
vomit, fresh vomit. I should have said neighbor's dog shit is probably a more specific answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad smells. Skunks. I'm not a big fan of that smell either.
Skunks
I once ran over a skunk and that lingered on my car for like months, that smell.
Okay. I think I'm going, you know what it was? The least favorite smell, the last thing that actually made me like fully gag, I was pregnant and our dog was really sick and it was like a 24 hour, even more than that of just like him like shitting and throwing up on them. And I was it's like pleasant. Already nauseous from being pregnant. And there was definitely multiple times of trying to clean that up and also being worried about him, but it was just going,
yeah, the fake vomit. That's always a good gag.
All right. Number 11, earliest memory.
This is clear as day. So I was about 3.5, 4 years old at my grandpa's house, the house that I eventually lived in upstairs when he passed away and I went to college. He never really cut his grass low, so the grass was long. Dandelions, they actually kept the dandelions. They didn't, like, treat them because they picked the leaves for salads. And I can remember wandering through the yard, wandering over to my grandpa, who died in 1976. So this is a very old story, obviously, and I was born in 58. And he's carving a green apple off his apple tree, and he's got one of those parent, you know, those little pocket knives, and he peels it all in one continuous and then cuts a piece and gives it to me. I'll never forget that memory. The dandelion leaves, the grass, the smell, his grapevines over my head, and him sitting in this chair that I think still my cousin has, carving those apples. Delicious.
That's a good one.
What was yours?
So this one's funny because when I try to tell this story to my parents, they don't remember it happening. But now that I see how Frankie is at this age, which is the age I was, like maybe closer to 3, I can see how as a parent, it was like maybe nothing to them. But as a kid, I remember we were on vacation. So it was my older brother, me, my parents, and then my dad's youngest sister was our babysitter on that trip. And I remember taking everyone and forcing them to play like the Yellow Brick Road of like I was Dorothy and like right, we yeah. were like, and I just remember being in the hotel room, but and because there were so many of us in one hotel room, we had one of those sliding doors to the next room. And I remember like, follow the Yellow Brick Road, follow the Yellow Brick Road. And I was making everyone play along with me. And then we opened the door and it was like my dad like growled or something like that to pretend he was a lion. But no one in my family remembers this happening. But now that I see how Frankie plays.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think that's exactly the age I would have been where I was just forcing
that's a
people.
Memory. Yeah, that's a memory you would remember, but your mm-hmm. dad maybe wouldn't remember.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you did that stuff
memory.
All the time.
And plus,
that
goes into what you wanted to do as a, you wanted to be a performer.
Yeah, for sure. Cats or dogs?
Oh, I'm dogs all the way.
Even like strong dog because you don't have a dog right now.
But I grew up, I had a beagle for 16 years.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I used to say I hate cats. I got so much hate mail for that. I don't say it anymore. I'm not a fan of cats. For all the obvious reasons that I've talked about it extensively, where you fall.
For sure, dogs.
Yeah,
I don't hate cats, but I for sure
lovable.
Dogs.
Dogs are lovable most for the most part.
Oh, this one's hard.
Okay.
You get one song for the rest of your life.
You know, I saw this question and I'm thinking, okay, so what? Like, what's the motivation to have the one song? Am I trying to, like, there's a song, you know this, because I've told the story, Bobby Jean by Bruce Springsteen. Not even close to one of his most popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I hear it makes me get emotional. I didn't date a girl named Bobby Jean or knew anyone by the name, but it just hits me in the right way. And I get all like worked up and I've heard it like 1,000 times. That would be the song. Cause I feel like I feel through the music. You.
The one that just popped into my head. So stupid. Is One Day More from Les Miserables.
Really?
Mostly because it's like, it's fun to lip sync to. There's a lot of emotion in there. Yeah, it's kind of long. There's a lot of memory, I think, tied up in it. If I like only one song for
but
like
over and over again for,
but any song over and over again,
I'll take Bobby Jean every day. I would love that song.
I'm sticking with my answer.
Not a fan.
This is, so then there's one is like, what number was Steven thinking of?
What's my favorite number? It's 18 because your birthday's tomorrow. It's the 18th.
No, that's not. That seems like a fleeting. Fleeting. That's going to change.
Otherwise,
the day
it's
after.
11 because my birthday's the 11th, and it's two number ones. Favorite number. What's your favorite number?
My jersey number was always number 10.
There you go. So we'll go for any 10. Specific reason or?
No.
No.
I think it's pick 10.
10 double digits.
15. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words. Oh, God, I have to think about this.
Oh, I already got mine. I just count the words. Travel with my gorgeous wife.
All right.
Which you got. You got to think about it.
See, I want to pick like adjectives, but it's like, it's supposed to be a sentence?
Yeah, I think so. Or a phrase, yeah. Pick one word and take the rest and fill it out with the remaining 4 words. Or one word you think about. For me, travel, because that's what we do.
Ooh, I want to say...
sound it out.
Having fun, spreading joy,
love,
peace. No, I don't know.
Yeah, world peace.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people were very poetic when they answered that. I was not as poetic as I would have liked to be.
Yeah, I saw
cuff.
A couple examples on a show, and their answers often weren't that good. The people that
that's hard.
It is hard.
Yours was really good.
Well, because it's what we do.
So it's also like where you're headed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So there we go.
Interesting podcast. One, we weren't arguing about anything, but it's just sort of a fun way to, because there's things I learned about you that you wanted to be Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. Were you a fan of Toto?
I mean, who doesn't like
the
Toto?
The dumbass dog.
And also the musical group.
Yeah. Hey, explain something to me since we're talking about Wizard of Oz. The later variations of the Wicked and whatever other thing. So what is the point of sort of softening our image of the Wicked Witch? What's the point of those movies?
We've had this fight before.
I know, but I don't get it. I still don't get them.
What do you mean you don't get it? Someone wrote a book called Wicked that was an anti-fascist book taking
I'm asking you. Yeah, I know that's. I don't want the political. I want just the storytelling part. Are you trying to soften the image of the Wicked Witch? No.
No, you're trying to use like iconography that is popular to retell stories and like put a message across of how misinformation and misrepresentation of how we, like a story is told to you that might not be the whole story.
Right. Still seems like you're softening the image of the Wicked Witch. And again, I get all the other stuff. on that notes.
God, see, we're doing so well. We got in a huge fight about that, that I was just like, you're being so dense right now. All right.
Wow, dense. Mm. I haven't been called that in a long time, at least since yesterday on the text line. Bastards.
All right, with that, this has been Overtime on June 17th, 2026. I turn 40 tomorrow.
Yeah,
very
good luck.
Excited about that.
Welcome to the 40s.
As always, you can find us live daily on 620 WTMJ from 10 to 12. You can listen to it as a podcast, wherever you find your podcast, wherever you found this podcast. Mm-hmm. YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Follow us on social media.
You know what we haven't mentioned?
Listen to our subscribe to our newsletter.
You know, we haven't mentioned since we stopped doing this. This was voted Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The earlier version of this podcast was voted the best podcast.
That's true.
Yeah. So kudos to ourselves.
Kudos to us.
Yeah. An idea we created and put together. So I enjoy the podcast. So check it out. And lots more great things to come.
And share it with your
friends. Yeah. Share,
rate,
share,
review.
Share.
Rate, review.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
See you next time.
See ya.